This podcast replay is brought to you by Perdomo Cigars. Check out the retail store in Miami Gardens at 5150 Northwest 167th Street. Plenty of cigar gear and a relaxing lounge. This is the Perdomo way.
I wanted to talk to you about something that is incredibly bootleg and incredibly phony. And that's the NHL. Now, you know, when you're the MLS, you must know your place. When you're Major League Baseball nowadays, know your place. When you're the NHL, know your place. You know, you got to understand certain things. When you're basketball, when you're baseball, when you're hockey, you're niche sports. You're not the big boys anymore. There's only two big boys in the United States of America, and it's football and basketball. That's it. Everything else is a niche sport. As much as I love baseball, it has died to the point that it's a niche sport. As much as I enjoy MLS soccer, it's a niche sport. As much as I enjoy the Panthers and the NHL, they are a niche sport. So when you're a niche sport, you need to have awareness of what you're doing and how you're presenting your product. Because since you are a niche sport, you are the redheaded stepchild. Okay? Now, let's talk about something that you won't hear anywhere on local radio. Obviously, nobody in the Panther organization is going to have the balls to say it because they can't. So we will do what we always have done on my show for 32 years is we're going to be brutally honest and we're going to tell you how it is. The NHL is a Mickey Mouse league. And why is it a Mickey Mouse league? Because you just saw a perfect example of it. The number one overall seed in the NHL is the Florida Panthers. And I get it. They haven't won a series in 26 years. They finally did it. So now the NHL is shitting all over the Panthers. Instead of saying, wow, you know what Florida's done down there, you know, the Sun Belt teams, you know, Tampa's been amazing and they've built one hell of a franchise and we've embraced them. How come they don't embrace us down here? How come the NHL says, hey, man, our marquee team this year is the Florida Panthers. We are a niche sport. We don't have the luxuries of telling everybody that the Maple Leafs and the Rangers and the Red Wings and, you know, all these older teams, they're going to be there for you in the finals every year. And all. That's not the case, right? So why not embrace Florida? And why would you schedule, you know, when you are a niche sport, okay, MLS, MLB, NHL, you need to look over to your big brothers and say, what is football and basketball doing? Let's make sure we don't collide with them because that's not going to help our sport. But if the Panthers are the best team in the league, well, you know what? Let's do this. Let's not schedule them against their own NBA team that's won several titles and already has the attention of the South Florida fan. But since we're a niche sport and we don't have the attention of the South Florida fan, let's schedule it on a different night. So that way, but you know, there are still tickets left for the Panthers, right? Of course, because the NHL, you know, they're really smart in that league. They really understand marketing. They really know how to sell their franchises. They really know how to sell their sport. That's why they're so popular. That's why people line up to see them just like football and basketball. That's why they take up the highlights at the beginning of all the sports centers, like football and basketball. That's why in the off seasons, football and basketball are king. Meanwhile, the NHL, Major League Baseball, And MLS, nobody gives a shit about your offseason. So let's do this also with the NHL. Let's have some intelligent conversation. Join me, won't you? Okay. The Boston Celtics are in the NBA playoffs. Are the Boston Bruins in the NHL playoffs? The answer is no. The Dallas Mavericks are in the NBA playoffs and in the conference finals. I'm looking for the Dallas Stars. Can they be found? Okay, the Golden State Warriors. They're not even tied to a hockey team. What, San Jose? Oh, and they're not there. So, let me understand this. The only NHL city that has an NBA team in the playoffs, right? Because, you know, I'm just a stupid host with a big mouth here every single day. But I figured it out, right? I don't know how many of you actually took the time to look and say, well, how many conflicts are there in the NHL and the NBA? Oh, there's only one. So the NHL, at no point ever thought, you know, we only have one team that, it's not like this is really difficult with this, and half the teams in our league are, you know, conflicted with the NBA. Well, why don't we, you know, it's really hard to accommodate everybody. You only had to accommodate one team, the best team in your league. So, if you want to know why the NHL is the NHL, you constantly find out. If you want to know why Major League Baseball is Major League Baseball, you constantly find out. And if you want to know why Major League Soccer is Major League Soccer, well, you'll constantly find out. There's a reason why you're niche sports. There's a reason why MLB and NHL, you've become niche sports. Because you're constant F-ups. Because you don't get it. Because you have no awareness, because you don't know how to market your league, because your players are incredibly ignorant and don't understand that. That's really more dedicated to baseball than anything else. But because I wouldn't call the hockey or soccer players ignorant. Baseball players are the stupidest mofos there are on the planet. Really, seriously. I've walked into locker rooms, on average, they are the dumbasses of all of sports. And it proves constantly, because that's why they can't market their sport. That's why. You know, it's there's a toilet ringing, and the NHL and Major League Baseball and Major League Soccer like to round the toilet constantly. They like to be the wannabes. That's what they are, you know, and it frustrates me because I love soccer. I love hockey and I love baseball. I watch them all, but I'm not stupid. I see why they bury themselves all the time. I see why young people don't care about baseball anymore. I see why millions are unaware that hockey's even going on. And I see hundreds of millions that say, what the hell is the MLS? But I mean, if you guys want to keep going down that path, you go ahead. Keep going down that path. And this is not a matter of me being bitter that I've got to watch the Panthers and the Heat on the same nights, although I will say, you know, when the Panthers game starts at 7, the Heat game doesn't start till 8:30. So we're going to be two periods into the game already by the time that starts. So one will finish before the other. It's not the end of the world, you know. And game 2, 7 to 8:30, Sunday's game, they doesn't collide with the Saturday's game because, all right. And then the Monday game, 7 and 8:30. And then the Wednesday games and those are all to be determined. But, I mean, the NHL, wake up, man. There's a constant reason why you're the NHL. And these are the moments, again, why the NHL is a Mickey Mouse league and they never will grow up to be the NBA or the NFL. And forever, your hockey heads, your seam heads, and your soccer heads, They will sit there and be frustrated and be jealous of the NBA and the NFL for their entire lives. And guess why? This is another exact reason why. Because you don't know how to handle your league. You don't know how to promote it. You don't know. You have zero awareness of who you are. And when you're the NHL and you're Major League Baseball and you're Major League Soccer, you need to make sure you bow to the NFL and the NBA and be smart. Work around them. Don't work against them. Let me tell you something else that you need to know about the Florida Panthers. And I'll say this because I always say things about every team in town before anybody else has the balls to say what I'm about to say. You might need to break up the core of the Panthers. You might need to go find yourself and trade for another stud. And what I mean is maybe you got to trade Huberto or Barkov to get that other stud and picks or whatever. But you better go find a dog. You better go find a son of a bitch. Because Barkov is not a son of a bitch. Huberto, not a son of a bitch. Dwayne Wade, son of a bitch. Dwayne Wade looks at you with that beautiful kid smile of his that he has, you know, with those golden, beautiful teeth of his. And then he looks at you and he cuts your freaking heart out in the fourth quarter. That's what I want. I want the dog that's going to cut your heart out. Huberto Barkov, they're pussycats. They're not Panthers. They're pussycats. Maybe they should have like a little meow meow in front of their jerseys now. Maybe that's what we should do. The meow meows. They're not the Panthers. They're the meow meows. Maybe we should have, maybe that commercial, that classic commercial for the cat food. What was it? Meow, 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 meow. Huh? Cat mix? I don't know. That's pretty good on your part. Meow mix. That's it. Meow mix. Damn, that's nice by you. That's it. That is the new theme song of the Panthers now. Meow, 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 meow. And for you youngins that don't know what the hell I'm talking about, look up. He's right, I think. Meow mix commercial. Would we get dinged for that? Would they really ding us for an old Meow Mix commercial? All right, well, see if you can do like 5 seconds of Meow Mix. Because that let me see if you can pull up that commercial. See how good you are with that. See if you can find the Meow Mix. I mean, if I found a Wubs hamburger commercial the other day on YouTube, you definitely got to be able to find the Meow Mix commercial. That is the new theme song for the Panthers. Yeah, they should have like a little kitten playing with a yarn ball, you know, one of those yarn balls. That's probably what they should have for the Panthers. Huberto and Barkov, they're lovable little kittens. You know, that's what they are. They're not Panthers. They're not on the prowl. No, they purr. They don't prowl. That's what's going on there, that they're purring. You know, Barkov and Huberto, they like to rub up next to you. You know, that's what they do. You know, they're lovers. They're not fighters. That's the thing. 6193 says the most annoying commercial. Yes, but you have to admit, I nailed it. Meow Mix commercial should be the Panthers theme song. That should be blaring all over the arena. In fact, if I'm the Lightning, okay, I'm playing the Meow Mix commercial through the speakers at the whatever, what is it, something Times Forum, St. Pete Times Forum, or whatever the hell that thing is called. I forgot. But seriously, no, I'm telling you. Meow, 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 meow
Meow Mix comes in.
There you go. Tell me that that's not the Panther theme song, right? Telling you, bro. That's it.
Were they out? Were the listeners able to hear that? Were you able to hear that through this?
Did you guys play that? Did you guys hear the Meow Mix theme song there? Hey, some guy's name Big O Sucks on the chat board. That's awesome. Yes. Okay. So yeah. Yeah, they did. They heard it. There you go. You were doubting your technical skills? Is that what was going on? Okay. Okay. All right. Well, you figured it out. You got it done. The Blues said they invested in big guys to put some fear in other teams. They said that people don't want to play teams that are really physical come playoff time. Well, either way, what I know about the Lightning is they got balls. And their stars are studs. Our stars. Meow, 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 meow. That's our stars.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yep, that's it. I'm telling you. That's the new theme song of the Panthers right there. In fact, that cat that's singing looks a lot like Barkov. Very, I mean, there is one hell of a resemblance to Barkov, that cat right there. I don't know if you could show the picture of the cat, but it looks a lot like Barkov. Big O just admitted that the Panthers will never beat the Lightning. Okay. Now, C Light loves the new theme song. See? That's, yeah, you know, I think it's something that could catch on. You know? Brian says, I don't have a cat, but now I want to buy I want to buy Cat Chow. Catchy single. It's Meow Mix, sir. Okay?
It's the Big O Show.
That's it, baby. Panthers are a finesse team, and finesse teams usually don't have success in the NHL. Well, no, they have success in the NHL, Rob. They don't have success in the NHL playoffs. You know, the place where you really want to have success. But, you know, Barkov and Huberto are happy just being catnip. That's all. That's all. Tack Love Art says, theme song sucks, but it's accurate. Okay, Tack Love, you may like it, you may dislike it, you cannot argue with its accuracy. I'm just saying. You know you're going to have to save that right there, just that, just right there, and it ends there. Just so whenever the Panthers are just the Panthers, we have the theme song for the Panthers. That's all. Yeah. Yeah. I think we need to come up with a Big O Show shirt that says Florida Panthers, and then it just says meow, 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 and then that's it. Dizzy says, stop playing and I'm crying laughing. Just, you know, I'm just throwing it out there, you know. The guitar drop in the beginning is awesome. That's true. That is kind of a nice, you know, mix. Can you imagine being the musicians behind the scene creating that theme song? Now that's creativity. Sean is beating a dead cat.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, I love it. love it. Pog Lover says it's going to be stuck in my head all day. Panthers would be unbeatable junior team, but they just don't have the physicality the playoffs demands. All right, so we got the Panthers starting with the Lightning tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on TNT. We've got the Celtics and the Heat tomorrow night at 8:30 on ESPN. So at least you'll get 90 minutes of hockey before you have to watch the Miami Heat or whatever, however you balance your life. If you only balance one TV, two TVs, or whatever you want to do, that's fine by me, but that's going to be the deal. Now, for the Panthers, thank the Lord they got the monkey off their back, because it's not their fault. But Huberdeau, Barkov, and Ekblad have been hearing about this for a while, and they've been part of the problem, not the solution. So now they are part of the solution. Finally, they got rid of that ugly streak of 26 years not winning a playoff series. So now you can go out there. And now you've also got to exercise the Tampa Bay Lightning demon, too, because they eliminated you last year on their way to the Stanley Cup. They are one of the marquee teams in the NHL. They are the best team in your division. They've been the best team in your division forever. They've been better than you for a long, long time. This season, you were better than them. You were the best team in the division. And this is your opportunity to exercise this demon too. You knocked out the 26-year funk. Now you can also send the message to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Yeah, you guys are awesome. You've done a great job, but we're here now. And we're not taking a backseat to you or anybody else. So that's the beauty of this second round series against the Tampa Bay Lightning. You got to exercise one demon in the first round. Time to exercise the second demon in this second round and send another message, maybe to the NHL. Maybe they're not as stupid as I think they are. Maybe they're not as ignorant as I think they are. Maybe the NHL is just flat out disrespectful to the Panthers. So here's your chance, Florida Panthers, to stick it to the Lightning, to stick it to history, and to stick it to the NHL and tell them, yo, idiots, make sure you take care of us because we are now the marquee team in the league. Let's find out. And by the way, Bob, I know I know that we say James Harden can't be Houston Rockets Harden anymore, which is very true. So Bob can't be Bob versus the Lightning 4 years ago in Columbus. Okay, but we need you to be somewhat special at times. Stamkos and the boys are coming at you. So I need Bob to show me something special here. At least at times, you need to be special, Bob. They're going to need it, man. So there's a lot of demons that needs to be exercised, right? You exercise the 26-year drought. Now we need to exercise the Tampa Bay Lightning demon. And Bob has had now demons that have developed because he's not as trustworthy as he was in Columbus. He's not as good as he was in Columbus. He only flashes at times some of the things he did in Columbus, especially against the Lightning, who, by the way, he shut down in four straight games. Bob, buddy, pal, we need you. We need some special moments from you. You're not taking on some schmuck team. You're taking on a team you actually know, a team you've dominated. So find the confidence from 4 years ago and flash that ability, baby. Need it. Need it big time.